Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Go to 1043thefan.com and subscribe to The Fan Daily for the latest columns, blogs, news, videos, and more sent directly to your inbox every weekday morning.
This is Ultimate Dudes Music, right?
Yeah.
So if we're gonna do Ultimate Dudes free agent list,
right?
You gotta have Metallica leading in, right?
Right. You gotta have. Yeah. This is like weight room music. Like,
right.
We're gonna get. Hey, let's go get our swole on, boys.
Right.
Bam. You break through the doors. You just ready to do some benching.
Right.
Because you know I don't do legs.
Right. Spindly little things.
Yeah.
I mean. But if we're gonna do Ultimate Dudes on free agent, you know, we're not gonna lead in with bread.
No.
As much as we love bread.
No. We're not gonna lead in with the theme song to the Broncos offense for the last 4 years.
The bread offense.
Yes.
Okay, so, as you know,
mm-hmm.
the other shows have put up their free agent fever board.
Right.
That we were not invited to be a part of.
Correct.
Which is fine, because we're the Wolfpack, and...
Right. And wolves do not concern themselves with the opinion of sheep.
That's correct.
That's right.
So, we are putting up our own board.
That's right.
And wait until you see this board, artistically put together by Mark Schlereth, who has many talents, including... Terrific artwork.
Yes.
So we will display the Ultimate Dudes free agent board, but it is time to unveil our Ultimate Dudes free agency two dudes free agent list.
It's Schlereth and Evans. Ultimate Dudes.
Ultimate Dudes.
Two dudes draft.
Two dudes.
Okay. So here's the rules of the game. It's going to be like a snake draft, all right? We each get, here in the mornings, myself, Mark, Millennial Ben, and DeHuff, we each get to pick two dudes. And when it's all said and done, that'll add up to our eight top free agent guys that we would love to see, dudes that we'd love to see the Broncos go after in free agency. So, since I've been here the longest, I get to go first.
Yes, you do.
So, without further ado... My first pick, my first dude, is Patriots guard Joe Tooney.
Ooh. Ultimate dude.
Through 4 years, 74 starts, started in 3 Super Bowls, played in over 5,000 snaps, 99% of the snaps he played in.
99, woohoo, I can't wait anymore.
He's only 27 years old. He was a 2019 second team All-Pro, not Pro Bowler, All-Pro. And how about this? He had zero penalties in 2019, or about 16 less than our left tackle.
Joe Tooney. What percentage of plays did he play? What percentage of snaps?
99. Woohoo. I can't wait anymore.
Ultimate dude.
All right, so there's my first dude.
I love that pick.
Joe Tooney.
I didn't know we were going to put all the statistics and all that.
Well, no, you don't have to know. I mean, I just had those handy.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a bit of a nerd that way.
All right, with pick number two, since we're doing this in a snake draft fashion, I am going to take right tackle. Now, I know we picked one last year, but I'm going to take right tackle from the Tennessee Titans, Jack Conklin. And let me just tell you, as a rookie, he was first team All-Pro. Guy is a great young player, still very young. I don't know that he'll actually hit the free agent market. I don't know if they'll franchise him, but... This offensive line, I believe in building a team from the inside out, something that has to be done, something that should have been done for years, hasn't gotten taken care of over there. They need to build this offensive line. Jack Conklin, Hall Pro from the Tennessee Titans, is my number one pick.
Ultimate dude.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Before we move on, you signed Jack Conklin. Where's he playing?
He's playing right tackle.
Right tackle.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with the guy that you gave the richest contract ever given to a right tackle in free agency last year in Juwan James?
I'm going to see if he can play left. There's going to be a battle over there with the incumbent. If we don't replace him with somebody that we draft, Bottom line is this is a production business and you didn't produce. And so you can sit there and say, well, injury this and injury that, and I'm not mentally prepared and this, that, and the other, but it's time to produce. If you can't produce, then you know what? See you later. That was, hey, I would rather get rid of that and eat that money, Mike, and say, hey, man, I made a mistake. We'll eat that money as opposed to compound that mistake by letting it go on for another 3 years because you don't want to admit that you made a mistake. So, that's kind of my feeling.
All right. So we got Joe Tooney for me, Jack Conklin from the Titans for Mark. That brings up DeHuff now, his first dude, and he is going with I love this pick. Titans cornerback Logan Ryan, who last year was Tennessee's leading tackler. He had 73 solo tackles. He had 4.5 sacks. He had 4 interceptions. Plays all over the field. Tough dude.
Ultimate dude.
Tough dude. Got again. Comes from a winning background in New England with those Super Bowls. I like this. Logan Ryan. The Huff's pick.
Yeah, I like Logan Ryan's a great football player. So I really enjoy, I've enjoyed watching him play. He can cover. He's a guy like fits into Fangio's kind of scheme of hey, you got to be a tough guy. You got to get up there and make tackles. He'll do that. There's no question about it. I like that. I like where we're going with that. Okay, so for Ben,
millennial
Ben, he understands. One thing about millennial. He understands what the Broncos are in need of. And one of the things that they are in need of, everybody knows it, is wide receiver help. And he's going after former first rounder who really never panned out because of injury, Breshad Perriman from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In the last half, or the last 4 or 5 games of last season, he really came on. Now, talking to a guy like Bruce Arians, the head coach, said they had a great connection early through OTAs and everything else. And then, obviously, when you have Mike Williams and you have Godwin and you have some of the players they have, didn't have a lot of opportunity. But when guys got hurt, he got opportunity, and he was excellent in the last, the last 4 or 5 games of the season. He was big time. So, Millennial Ben taking Breshad Perriman.
Ultimate dude.
Okay, so we're 4 down, 4 more to go. Now we get to all make our second pick, mm-hmm. our second dude, and I'm up again. And look, when Vic Fangio came here, he came here with the track record of great defenses that featured what? Really good linebackers. Mm. And we all thought that the Broncos would go linebacker. We thought initially Devin White, then he got priced out of their area
because
he went so high. But then we were thinking Devin Bush at number 10, which is where Devin Bush ended up going. But to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we all know about the deal that the Broncos made there to move out of the 10th spot. Look, they still need a giant upgrade at linebacker. And I got the guy for you. My second ultimate dude, Cleveland Browns linebacker Joe Schobert. Again, a sideline to sideline, never leave the field type linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
He is hard nosed. He gets in there in the run game with tackling. He's a willing participant that way. Plus, he's an outstanding cover linebacker as well. Plays all over the field. Again, he'll tackle for you. He'll give you sacks. He'll give you interceptions. He is exactly the kind of linebacker that the Broncos have been looking for some time. And I know I've heard a lot of talk about, guys like Danny Trevathan and everything, but Danny's got a lot of, a lot of injury history. He's been in the league for a long time. How much does he have left? I'm going to go with Schobert, who's only 26 years old.
Ultimate dude.
Schobert won the dunk contest at the University of, I think he was at Wisconsin.
He was at Wisconsin.
Yeah. Watch him. YouTube him. Okay, we got to hurry it up because there's still three dudes left.
Why don't we carry it over? Need to rush.
Okay.
We don't need to rush. Why are we in a... Look, we've been waiting weeks for a chance to get to do this. Why do we need to rush?
Okay, well, we can carry that.
All right.
I like Joe Schobert, though. I like the pick.
So I got two Joes.
The ultimate dudes draft, you went with two Joes.
I went with two Joes.
Two dudes.
And I didn't mean that. That was not done on purpose. I just happened to look down, and I went Joe Tooney and Joe Schobert. And immediately I've got the endorsement of Joey Two Lunch.
Brilliant.
Can't go wrong with Joe.
It is absolutely brilliant. The all Joe's draft.
So People always say it's all about the Jimmys and the Joes, right. Not the X's and the O's. I got
Joe
Juni,
Joe Schobert. Yep. Give me a cup of Joe. I'm done.
There we go.
Drop the
all
mic.
All right. More Ultimate Dudes coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.
It's Schlereth and Evans, Ultimate Dudes.
Ultimate Dudes.
Two Dudes Draft.
Two Dudes.
All right, we continue on. So this is what we're doing.
Yeah. Go ahead and recap.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got excited.
I know, you're so fired up.
You're the host.
You're so fired up.
You run the show so I can run around in it. I got excited. Sorry.
So Mark is so into this Ultimate Dudes free agent list as he put together our board. Wait until you see. I mean, listen, no disrespect to the other shows, but you know, they just put up kind of.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
you know,
it's
your
nice.
Basic
it's nice.
Kindergarten room. You know, cardboard stuff, you know?
It's very nicely done.
I mean, it's neatly done. Richie
Kendall,
did a very nice job.
Yeah, Richie does the, and then Kendall does the, I believe, the handwriting, which she's got excellent handwriting.
Yeah.
And wonderful penmanship by Kendall.
But it lacks a little joie de vivre, you know what I mean?
I would say that I am, if nothing else, I may not be good at many things, but I am somewhat of an artist.
You are an artiste.
Yeah.
You added a little extra panache.
Yeah.
To your board, our board. So we continue on with our Ultimate Dudes, Two Dudes free agent list, where we each get a
two
chance
dudes.
To pick two dudes.
Right.
And let's recap. To this point, I've gone with, I didn't even realize this until I made my picks, two Joes. I went with Joe Tooney, the guard out of New England, and Joe Schobert, the linebacker out of Cleveland. You went with your first pick, Jack Conklin, the tackle out of Tennessee. DeHuff went with Logan Ryan, the cornerback out of Tennessee. And Millennial Ben, like most millennials who are only concerned with Star Wars numbers and stats and
yeah,
you know, shiny
stuff.
Things like that, went with a receiver, Breshad Perriman,
taking the shirt off.
out of Tampa Bay. So I just made my second of my two dudes. My second dude was Joe Schobert. You're now up next.
Well, I am up next, and I will take a – I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball. I know Vic Fangio covets defensive players, guys that can play, guys that aren't afraid to tackle. I'm taking – a cornerback out of Minnesota who has really become the star in Minnesota from the secondary perspective at the cornerback position. Trey Wayans, quarterback from Minnesota. Vikings, he's an outstanding player coming from an outstanding defense. Has the ability and the speed to play man, to press, but also a very good zone guy. There's a lot of versatility in Mike Zimmer's defense. He runs a lot of different things, a lot of blitz packages. So I'm going Trey Wayans, quarterback, from, Minnesota.
I like that. Cornerback.
Cornerback, yeah.
What'd you say?
Cornerback. I did.
Yeah. I like that because.
Maybe it sounded like I said quarterback?
Maybe.
It's a cornerback.
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 Ultimate dude.
He's an ultimate dude.
Somebody that Vic Fangio knows very well.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching against.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Shurmur knows from their time. So, okay.
Uh-huh.
I like that one. Trey Wayans goes to Mark's second Ultimate Dude pick, cornerback out of Minnesota. Now, that brings us up to DeHuff. And at first, I was like, I thought he was like doing something like from your big board of possibilities. He wasn't taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And he was just looking for some crazy name.
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked a little bit more into this guy.
Oh, he's an Ultimate Dude now.
Kudos to DeHuff for doing some digging here. How about this? His second pick, Chicago Bears linebacker, not Danny Trevathan.
No.
Nick Kwiatkowski.
Yes.
Tell me about this guy.
Listen, man, I've done several games where Nick Kwiatkowski has played, where he has started in place of Trevathan. And I'm telling you what, sideline to sideline, hard nose, blitz guy, he does everything. Tackles, hits people, like I said, flies around. A great, I mean, I've seen him destroy backs on blitzes. He is a really outstanding player. He just happens to be behind two guys that can really run and cover in Roquan Smith and Danny Trevathan. But every time he's got an opportunity to play and to start for the Chicago Bears, he's been the guy that jumps off the screen. I mean, he's been the guy on film that you're like, holy Moses, he wears 44. He's like, who is 44? And how the heck did this, how the heck does this guy not play every down? He's an outstanding player. And, the Huff, you're great job by the Huff doing his research.
Good job.
Yeah.
I honestly, the more you talk about this guy, Fangio knows him, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that right now over at, UC Health Training Center, they're like, no, don't bring this guy up. This is the guy we were sitting on.
Either that or they're scrambling for a pen and paper to write the jot these things down.
Ultimate dude.
You think John is,
yeah.
Listening intently to the Ultimate Dude free agent list?
There's no question that they're listening. No question.
No question.
I
like that.
Yeah.
Nick Kwiatkowski. Linebacker, Bears, the Huff's second dude. All right, that leaves us one more. Millennial Ben's second dude.
Millennial Ben, and I like this again, know, millennial going after the fantasy numbers and all that stuff, but.
All right.
Millennial Ben gonna take tight end from Atlanta. This guy really has exploded the last couple of years. Austin Hooper. And I'm telling you, he doesn't feel like the greatest athlete, but he's a good route runner. He understands the game. Guy just puts up numbers. Austin Hooper, tight end from the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, no, wait. Ultimate dude.
I like Austin Hooper a lot.
Yeah.
But, Isn't he a number one tight end?
Yeah.
Didn't you go out and just draft who you think is going to be your number one tight end in Noah Fant?
I think versatility. I don't mind this pick at all. I think you're going to be in a lot of 11 personnel. I think he's your guy. But I think from a versatility standpoint, like if you want to say, hey, let's show him two tight ends and let's have our guy that we drafted, Noah Fant, be the other wide receiver because he can run and lift the top of cover. Like it gives you some matchup problems and some matchup versatility. So I actually like the pick. I know Millennial did it because he looked at some numbers or whatever and was like, ooh, fantasy.
Oh yeah.
But I like Austin Hooper. I like that pick. I like Millennial stuff. You know, I mean, with Bashaud Perriman, they need a receiver. They went Austin Hooper. I don't have any problem with those.
All right, so to recap the two dudes, free agent list, we each got two dudes. I went with Joe Tooney, the guard from the Patriots, and Joe Schobert, the linebacker from Cleveland. Mark went with Jack Conklin, the tackle from Tennessee, as well as Trey Waynes, the cornerback from Minnesota. DeHuff went with, solid picks.
Yeah.
Logan Ryan, cornerback. Mm-hmm. From the Titans, and Nick Kwiatkowski, the linebacker from Chicago, and our man, Millennial Ben, two offensive guys, Breshad Perriman, the wide receiver from Tampa, and Austin Hooper, the tight end from Atlanta. So now, without further ado,
I am going to unveil the board, right?
The board, the big board.
All right.
This is two dudes free agent board.
Right. This is the ultimate dudes, the two dude draft. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. So Mark is, Mark put a lot of work into this yesterday. DeHuff is filming this right now, and here comes the big unveil. It's going to go up. It gets its own wall. Everybody else is on one wall. We are on our own separate wall. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Oh, you are precious, Mark Schlereth. You are precious. You understand now that nobody's going to be paying attention to the names on the board.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I mean, those are good names on the board.
Those are great names, but I don't know if my eyes are instantly drawn to the names.
Well, you've got to draw some attention. Like, if you're going to do a two dudes draft, you got to have some dudes up there, right?
Right.
And some of my dudes, you can see right there is, I mean, beauty. And beast.
Yes.
Right? There's, you gotta have both.
There's beauty, there's elegance, there's grace, there's raw power.
Yeah, so we've got, a picture of the two most beautiful men on the planet. One of the reasons I can't coach in New England because Tom Brady would have me immediately followed or fired, excuse me, because of, you know, my handsomeness was Tom Brady and then Jimmy Garoppolo, the reason Jimmy is in San Francisco right now. And then, of course, down there, just the raw power and athleticism of Gronkowski and Aaron Donald. I mean, you want to just talk about
two dudes,
two dudes. That's what two dudes is all about right there.
All right, so the Huff is going to release the Ultimate Dudes two-dude draft board.
Mm-hmm.
And, Scotty, that's going to go out on everything.
Everything, yeah.
On Twitter,
mm-hmm.
at 104.3 The Fan. On our Facebook page, 104.3 The Fan. So check that out. He's dropping that coming up. Four down territory. How do you feel about even more football? Even more playoff football? That's next.
Be quiet. I'm answering the question.
This is four down territory.
Let's talk football.
First of all, 69. Offense. He's giving them the business.
That guy's pretty good. If you like 6'5", 230-pound quarterbacks, laser, rocket arms.
It's my quarterback. And if you guys do that, man, it's unfair.
On Sports Radio 104.3, The Fan.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Ready, Brad. First down.
Ultimate Dudes.
I give Mark credit. You are such a perfectionist that you were sitting here and you were looking at your Ultimate Dudes, the two-dude draft board, and you were like, does that look a little bit...
It was a little cattywampus.
Yeah, does that look a little bit uneven? I'm like, well, yeah, I guess so. And so you went up there and you
dropped the plumb line.
Yeah.
Yeah, make sure that it was...
got its level out.
Make sure that
bubble is exactly where it needs to be.
Right.
All right, so to recap, the Ultimate Dudes two-dude draft that we just put together, all four of us with two dudes to pick from. This is the list, okay? Everybody else has their list. This is the definitive list of eight free agents that the Broncos should target. My two selections, Joe Tooney and Joe Schobert.
Two Joes.
You went with Jack Conklin and Trey Waynes, the cornerback out of Minnesota. DeHuff went with Logan Ryan and Nick Krakowski, the young linebacker from the Chicago Bears. Nice job there done by DeHuff. And Millennial Ben, of course, only thinking about offense. Breshad Perriman and Austin Hooper. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good list.
It's a great list.
I am very confident that one or two of these guys will end up as being Denver Broncos.
Who do you think? If you had to make a
honestly,
pick right now, the guys...
Most likely guys. I think Krakowski's going to be here. I love that pick by DeHuff.
Yeah. Great pick.
I love that pick. And I think the Perriman one is a decent shot.
I like both of the Huff's picks, Logan Ryan and Krakowski.
Yeah. Good job, DeHuff, putting a lot of thought into that.
Yeah.
Next in four down territory.
Second down.
Watson, wobbly, call. What a big time hit by Jackson on his former teammate DeAndre Hopkins. It's incomplete. It was well timed. There is no yellow on the field. Jackson has put his fingerprints on this one early.
Westwood won there with the highlights. So, Hard Knocks is still around. I know it feels like it maybe has jumped the shark and it's run its course, but it is still around.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is for it to be around this summer.
Right.
And there are five teams that are eligible to be on Hard Knocks. They are the Detroit Lions, Jacksonville Jaguars, Arizona Cardinals, Pittsburgh Steelers, and your Denver Broncos. How much would you, maybe you don't, want to see the Broncos on Hard Knocks?
Oh, I think that would be really cool for Bronco fans, no question about it. I don't know that the organization would want to have to put up with that. I think the most likely, I just think it's, you know, another thing that you have to deal with when you're trying to deal with, you know, getting bouncing off the bottom.
Well, a lot of other teams have had to go through Hard Knocks. They've had to put up with it. Why are the Broncos exempt?
No, they're not exempt. I'm just saying I would imagine they wouldn't want to have to do it. But if the league says you're doing it, guess what you're going to do? You're going to do it. I think Pittsburgh would be the most logical, Ben Roethlisberger returning, you know, how they overcome last year's 8-8 season, you know, how they develop, who's going to be the next receiver, what offensively, what all that looks like. I think that's probably, and the following of the Pittsburgh Steelers is so huge. I think that's probably the number one. Like, that would be the number one pick. But I think Broncos would be probably number two.
I would say so, because if you are looking at something that is losing juice,
uh-huh.
then you need a boost. And except, I think Pittsburgh or Denver gives you the two best chances.
Here's the other thing, though. And I didn't even think about this, but now that I think about it, maybe this guy jumps. Maybe this team jumps the Broncos. Oh, Arizona Cardinals. And you think it's because Kyler Murray, but no, it's not Kyler Murray.
Kingsbury.
He's an ultimate dude.
And you know who else is there?
Huh.
Vance Joseph.
That's right. Larry Fitz.
We're back.
Kingsbury. Like, he'd just be walking around looking all fresh catty.
Yeah, he'd look. Oh, you know that he would look fresh.
He'd probably go Tim Tebow shirtless at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just trotting around.
That's obvious.
Doing some gassers, you know, after practice. Coach Kingsbury running some gassers, shirtless.
Be like, hey, Fitz, throw the ball around.
Right.
The summer steam in Arizona only got hotter when Kingsbury did gassers shirtless. All the ladies swooned.
Next in four down territory.
Third down.
We're making some big changes.
Okay, so here it comes, folks. More football. Now, on the surface, this sounds like a no-brainer, right? An ultimate win, but yeah. I don't know. We've gotten a little pushback from some of you listeners. So it looks like the NFL is going to a 17-game schedule, and they are going to add two playoff teams. So instead of currently six coming out of each conference, seven. Now, how does that work? Instead of having two teams with a bye, there'll be one team with a bye, so you'll have an extra game on wild card weekend, extra two games on wild card weekend. Look, I can't imagine many fans out there have a problem with it. We're addicted to football.
Right.
We love the NFL. Give me more, more, more. But what about as a former player? How do you feel about it?
Well, I mean, I think anytime you're asking us to play an extra game or asking the players to play an extra game, you know, and I think the more playoff teams is, that's okay. I mean, I don't think guys are going to complain about that, but another regular season game, I really think the definition of what the pot is. You know, the split right now is 47% goes to the players.
Here's the number. The number. If the league keeps a 16-game schedule, the players would enjoy basically $2.5 to $3 billion over 10 years.
Right.
With a 17-game schedule, that same 10-year period, players would make $5 billion.
So an extra $2 billion.
Yes.
But I think you have to understand that the majority of players are not going to see, really going to see that money. That goes to the superstar players. I just think that you have to, one, redefine what revenue is. Because there's a lot of things in the current formula that don't go into the revenue. Like, some of that revenue is held back that's not in the formula that goes to new stadium reconstruction. And so there's a lot of things that the players have already given up in that 47% pie. It's like 47% of 80% of the money. You see what I'm saying? So I think there needs to be a redefinition of what the pot actually is and what the players are actually getting. And then I think taking care of the older players, I think, you know, health insurance, a lifetime of health insurance. I think all those things are imperative going forward. And I don't know if the players are going to really think about that stuff.
Next in four down territory.
Fourth down.
Once you rest well in a month from now, this Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
Too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Okay, so while the NFL owners are meeting today, the NFL Players Association also meeting this week. And the idea that it has been suggested by the head of the NFLPA, DeMora Smith, hey, save your money. Save 2 years worth of paychecks because we could be looking at a long lockout. There seems to be some saber rattling going on, but be honest. Come on, you've gone through this. What is the likelihood that NFL players would really stand tall and stand united against the owners to the point where we would have football shut down for an extended amount of time? I'm talking about regular season, into the regular season.
So you want me to give you a percentage, like
give me a percentage on the likelihood that we would actually miss a regular season week of football in 2020.
All right, so Hunter being obviously 100% being like there's no way they're going to play to right. 0% being of course they're going to play, right?
Yes.
0%.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
God, you guys are just, for being a bunch of tough guys, you guys just roll over when it comes to negotiations against the owners. You're powerless.
Just.
You have no stones.
Yeah. No. None.
No willpower.
Zero. And guys aren't going to, guys aren't saving 2 years worth of income to weather the storm. Come on.
Which is why.
When the average guy plays 3 years, how are you going to, hey, the average guy right now is young in the league. How's he going to save 2 years right. of income?
And he's going to give up a year of his prime.
Right. It's just not going to happen.
For the good in the NFLPA?
Hey, we all, right. like you said, saber rattling, and that's all it
that's
is.
That's all it is.
Is our saber, our sabers are made of plastic.
Yeah.
You know?
Little it's foam like, things.
Yeah, they're made by Nerf.
Do you hear us? We've got Nerf sabers. We mean business.
Yeah.
That's why the owners know. They get together. They laugh.
They do.
Look at our little players.
Now pass me the escargot.
Yeah. Get ready. 17 games and more playoffs. Good thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, let us know. Ramoslot.com text line 303-713-1043. That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the NFL. Whether it is our Ultimate Dudes free agent list, what do you think? These make sense as future Broncos to the idea of more football. I'd love to hear from the people out there who say, no, don't change it. It's good the way it is. What say you? Next. A lot of reaction coming into the idea of these changes, which would appear to be coming. Look, if the owners want it, it's going to happen. What? The NFL players are going to stand up and say no?
Well, I put all my arms and legs into and let him trust.
You hate that, don't you, when I
no, no,
call out you NFL tough guys for being...
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all.
When it comes to negotiations.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Hey, listen, I was a part of it. I understand why it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've always told you about the 80-20 rule, right? 80% of the guys make 20% of the money.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking those guys to, you know, to... keep 2 years of salary. Those guys don't have 2 years of salary on hand. Like, it just is, it is when you have 53 guys, it's just, it's the way it is, man. Mm-hmm. It will, that part will never change and the owners understand that.
All right. We'll get to some of the reaction first. I want to bring everyone up to date because it's been such a controversial, fascinating story. The Mel Tucker leaving CU and who's going to replace him. How about some interesting names have emerged as a potential replacement. And according to varying reports, there's two guys that would appear to be the front runner with a third guy that's sort of hovering in the background. So the guy that's hovering in the background is former Wisconsin and Arkansas coach Brett
Bielema.
Had a lot of success at Wisconsin. Tremendous yeah. success at Wisconsin. No success at Arkansas. He's been in the NFL the last couple of years with the Patriots and the Giants. So he's kind of running third. Now, depending on who you talk to, the two front runners are Alabama offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian.
Sark. Mm-hmm.
Former Washington and USC head football coach.
Offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons yep. for a time.
Took over after Kyle Shanahan left.
Yep.
And Air Force coach Troy Calhoun.
Ooh. That's interesting.
Now, how much do you think Troy Calhoun is using CU as leverage to get a better deal at Air Force? He's been there for so long. He is made for Air Force. Man, whenever we talk with Troy Calhoun and he starts talking about Air Force, I mean, you can just hear the pride, the conviction. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. this guy is the Air Force, you know, and everything right. that the Air Force Academy stands for. Could you see him leaving that for CU? Or is he simply using CU to get a better deal at Air Force?
No, I could see him if he's got a legitimate opportunity to go, and if that's what he desires. Like, there's some guys that just want to stay, just want to stay where they're at. Like the Kirk Ferentzes of the world that just stay in Iowa and do your thing in Iowa and produce great young football players and good young men. Like, if that's what you want to do and you've got the perfect place to do that for Air Force. But if you want to go, if you want to go and say, hey man, like, I want to see how far I can take my coaching career. I don't think you're using that as leverage. Now, I will say this. I mean, the good part of that is the discipline aspect of it, the success that he has had, the different offense that he runs at Air Force. Would you bring that or would you change? Trey Calhoun's a hell of a football coach. The other thing is, I guarantee you, he's not, you know, retiring, retired numbers so he can appease 18-year-olds, right? Like, I like the Troy Calhoun. I don't think he would. And the other thing is that guy got so much integrity. I don't think he would use CU as like Mel Tucker used CU or other coaches use it to just simply get a better deal elsewhere.
He's been at Air Force 13 years, a record of 98-69. He was 11-2 this past year. So two ways of looking at it. Hey, you went 11-2. Your stock may never be higher,
sure,
to make a move.
Uh-huh.
Or you're 11-2 and you got CU sniffing around at you. What better case to take to get a new deal, to get a richer deal with Air Force? He was with you guys, right? With the Broncos? Was he with you guys when you were there?
I think I was gone by the time Troy Calhoun coached there. But yeah, he's very respected over there at Doug Valley.
Oh, hugely respected.
Yeah.
No, Troy Calhoun would be a great get for CU.
It'd be great.
And that you'd be getting a guy. I mean, heck, he's been at the Air Force Academy for 13 years. This does not strike you as a guy who's just looking to just jump
to bolt
from job to job.
Yeah, it looks like he's trying to build a program. So I think that would be a great, hire. I think Brett Bielema would be a really good hire. And I've told you this before. I think when you're talking Pac-12 football, which is just pillow soft football, you want, and this is how John Gruden described it once to me. He said he was traveling around to different college campuses, watching practices, meeting with coaches as he was preparing for the draft. And he said, oh, you'd love going to Alabama football. Like Alabama spring football. He's like, that's dinosaur football. Like they're just beating the living snot out of one another, you know, in his, hey man, I'll tell you what, you know, John Gruden voice, mm-hmm, right? Because then I go there. I mean, pads are cracking. You can hear it. It's just in the air. Guys are getting hurt, you know, it's just vicious, brutal. Because then I went to Chip Kelly, watched Oregon's practice. It sounded like a pillow fight. Like they were having a slumber party. You know, John completely, you know, I mean, that's just how he is. But yeah, in a pillow soft conference like the Pac-12, all of a sudden you bring a Bielema in there that is a two tight ends. Give me a fullback. Let me just cram it down your throat and shorten the game. Let me take your speed and athleticism and make it work against you. Like that, those two to me should be, those are the two guys that make the most sense of the guys you've given me.
Well, if what you're saying is that these are the three leading candidates, and one of these three will get the job.
Mm-hmm.
I think that represents a great sign for CU. I don't think any one of these three. I mean, this is not Dan Hawkins. This is not
right.
John Embry. This is not Mike McIntyre. This is not Mel Tucker.
Right.
I mean, there's some legitimate juice behind these guys.
Yeah.
You know, from their background. So if it's one of these three, I think that's definitely a step forward for CU football.
Totally agree.
We shall see. Some reaction to the idea of a 17-game regular season and more playoffs. We get a lot of this. So how does the schedule work if you have 17 games? It's a good question.
Right.
So is it, hey, this is the year you get 9 home games and 8 road games?
Mm-hmm.
Next year it's 8 home games, 9 road games?
Right.
Or is it, Do we see more neutral site games to build the brand, expand the brand of the NFL?
Sure.
I mean, how do you think it'll be done?
Well, I think there's a potential to do the neutral site game. I mean, you want to really promote Los Angeles and make it a football mecca, which it never really has been. You know, there's so much to do out in California, obviously. And if your team isn't winning, it's, you know, I mean, people go there more to be seen than to actually watch the game. So could you do some big time neutral site games in that new Stan Kroenke playpen? Like, could you do that? Absolutely. Maybe some Monday night games there. Maybe some Sunday night games there. Neutral site games from Los Angeles.
So you do like a Denver Bronco Tennessee Titan game in Los Angeles.
Well, you would, yeah, I don't know about Tennessee Titans.
But you know what
you
I
would
mean.
Want some marquee
matchup. No, I know, but you know what I mean. That's the idea behind it.
Right. So you'd want a marquee matchup there. But yeah, I think that there's that. I think that you'll continue to expand. You'll continue to expand the NFL Europe aspect of it or the NFL international aspect of it, whether it's Mexico City or, you know, they built that stadium in London, that Tottenham Stadium that I broadcast the first game out of Tottenham, the new stadium, christened it in the NFL, Chicago and Oakland. And what a magnificent facility. And it was built, but partially with NFL money. So, like, could every team have to have an overseas game? Be it Mexico City, be it London, be it whatever.
See, I think that has to be the way you do it. Cause the idea of 9 home games 1 year, 8 the next, boy, you are opening yourself up for a lot of ticked off people. If you are, okay, you're the Denver Broncos and you miss out on the wild card by one game, let's say you finish one game or tiebreakers, keeps you out and the Pittsburgh Steelers get in ahead of you. Okay.
Yeah.
And then that's the year that you played 8 home games and the Steelers played 9 home games. Whew. Get ready for people to be howling. So.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, you're right.
So
people will be like, wait a minute. That's not fair.
That's not fair.
They got an extra home game.
Right. If it's at Heinz Field. So.
Right.
That's why I think you're right. I think the idea has to be that, your home game, your extra home game
is a neutral site.
Is a neutral site or yes.
Right.
Mexico, London, whatever.
Right. Which would be, you know, I mean, obviously they'll figure out how to do it. There's any perfect scenario, but that part makes sense to me.
Here's another one from Corey in Castle Rock. I hate the idea. First, another mediocre team makes the playoffs. This isn't the NBA where every average team makes the playoffs and gets stomped. Second, can't wait to hear teams that are 7-10. Yeah, that's true. You can have 7-10 records. That's going to be hard to get used to. Cry about having one less home game and missing the playoffs. Teams will have an advantage, disadvantage. We just talked about that. Really? So you guys and gals out there are so serious when it comes to the integrity of who makes the playoffs and what their record is that you would turn down extra NFL football? I don't buy it.
I don't either.
I don't buy it.
No.
I'm calling you know what on that.
Right. 7-10 does sound.
Yeah.
That is kind of crazy.
That's
right?
Weird. So mediocrity will now be 8-9. 9-8.
But with an extra game, if you get to 8, you can't be.
No, you can't be.
You can't be 500 anymore, can you?
You can't be 500.
Unless you have a tie.
Correct.
You could be 8-8-1.
Oh, God. Would that be like choking down a turd sandwich?
Oh, wait, what if you get
just live
what
through if you're 8-8-1 season?
What if you're 8-8-1, but 8-8-1 is the tiebreaker and you make the playoffs?
Woohoo!
Then you're like, I've never been more happy to be, you know, I mean, that's as mediocre as you can be, right? 8-8-1?
Yep. But you're in.
You're in.
You're in.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.